You're listening to a British dressage podcast on behalf of the NAF 5-star Winter Dressage Championships. Hear from our class champions along with regular updates from the event. Thank you for listening.
I'm Alice Matravers. I've just won the Prestige Novice Silver Championship on Borvas Hill Vertigo.
He's just walking off there to go and get some well-deserved carrots or whatever. Yes. It's clearly gone well for you.
Yes, very well. Really unexpected, to be fair. I mean, he's quite a tricky stallion, especially in the warm-ups. He doesn't like getting boxed in or anything. But he's come out today. He was actually quite laid back, and I was quite surprised. And he actually went in there, put his head down, and actually got on, did the job really nicely. So we were quite surprised when we came out with that score on him, so yeah, delighted.
That's happened quite a few times here at this weekend. The horses have kind of changed and given you a bit of a surprise. That's quite a nice feeling then that's come out so well.
Yes, I mean, it's brilliant. I mean, we wouldn't have dreamt of being able to do something like this. I mean, you always hope to sort of squeeze a top 10, but to come out on top, it was absolutely unbelievable. We were all crying.
Oh, bless. Tell me a bit about him and how you come to be together.
He's 13. He's a British warm blood. He was bred down in Cornwall by Carrie Christopher, who owns a stud down there. And I actually met Carrie through buying a youngster off of her about 4 years ago. So then she sent him up to us to do a bit with and see what we could do with him. And he's actually out of Graffenstock, the eventing stallion. And he was originally for just eventing, but he came up, did some eventing, and sadly did an injury last year. And now we've just started doing mainly dressage work with him, and he's flying at the minute, touch
wood. Eventing with you, or do you do eventing as well? Okay, yeah. Okay. So that's brilliant there, then. Why solely concentrate then on dressage now?
Well, because he did the injury last year, we were a little bit wary of jumping him yet, and so we just thought, right, we'll try and get a couple of last minute qualifiers in for regionals. And he came out and did well, and then literally concentrate on the dressage work, keep him sound, and he's been lovely. He's been fantastic. He's
so more of him then. What's his brain like for training?
Yeah, he's clever. He's too clever, really. Yeah. Because he's a stallion, he's very quick to actually pick things up and work with me well. But then he can switch off quite quickly if he thinks it's boring. Okay. So it's always trying to keep him active. So
okay. So working through the levels, you see a good future ahead?
I'd like to think so, yes. I mean, we did the elementary pet plan earlier in the week and placed in the top 10 as well. So there's moments of brilliance and then the odd moment of distraction, and he just switches off. But yeah, it's coming. It's all coming together.
What else have you got going on? Any other horses in eventing? Any other dressage hopefuls?
I had another horse here on Wednesday and was placed sixth in the medium bronze, which is a Cobb cross Hanoverian. Quite a chunky chap. And I've got one tomorrow as well in the elementary freestyle.
Brilliant.
So, yes.
Quite a busy winter for you then.
Yes, we've had one test every day, basically. Wow. And we're travelling up and down as well because we've got a yard to sort out before we come. So
you're travelling every day?
Every day, yeah. It's about 3 hours up here every day.
Oh, my goodness me. Right, well, good luck. Congratulations so far. And then good luck for the rest of it. And then good luck with the travelling. And then you can collapse, hopefully, with some champagne.
Yes, thank you.
Thank you for listening. For results and timings, please visit the British Dressage website at www.britishdressage.co.uk.